Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. I'm back. Thanks to Burnham for last week. Hi, Becky.
Yeah, it's good to have you back.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be back. Lots of people are revising at the moment. There is studying hell going on all over the UK. Very soon on this show, if you are revising, I have an excuse for you to stop, keep going at the moment, for about another half an hour, and then we will give you a revision break, and I will give you 2.5 minutes of the best minutes of your life.
The best two and a... You're promising me the best 2.5 minutes of my life.
Yeah, baby. In about half an hour from now.
I can't wait.
Exactly to that.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So many people revising. I should be revising for an exam next week, but I'm being distracted by the bad beats of Radio 1. Ollie in Oxford. Right, well, you don't deserve the revision break. Get back to it. I'm one of those people revising history A-level. I need a break so much. I've been going all day. That's from Lucy in rainy Thornbury. Don't worry, Lucy. In less than half an hour, I will give you the best 2.5 minutes of your life.
You like that line, don't you?
I actually do.
Has it worked for you before?
It's worked for a few people on the text before. I didn't realise this wasn't original. Izzy's been on. These 2.5 minutes better be amazing, Mills. I'm not sure how much more trigonometry I can take. Izzy, these 2.5 minutes will be amazing. It's going to be the best 2.5 minutes of your life. I need to stop doing this now.
It's always really good when you sell it to be so good, because it can only be a letdown.
Uh-huh.
No, Carl, this is actually amazing.
It is good, isn't it?
It will be amazing.
I am being bogged down with Henry VIII rubbish. That's from Amy in London. Can you play something from Glee? Maybe we'll sort that out later, actually. That would help on the revision break, but something better than that. Best 2.5 minutes of your life. Coming up soon. I think I built it up a bit too much now.
Yeah. I like the way the people that using that line at home, have none of them have given their names.
No.
They're all anonymous and probably still single.
Funny that. Exciting news. Even more excitement. Eminem is going to be in the Live Lounge on Friday.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this, please?
Hi, this is Roisin in Belfast.
Roisin, what are you saying?
I am saying that you've already given me the best 2.5 minutes of my life.
I don't remember that at all. When was this?
That would be on Eurovision.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good job, Scott.
That was only about 30 seconds, wasn't it?
I was going to say, you have to play it about 4 times to make it the best 2.5 minutes of your life. Yeah. Oh, it was a weird experience, wasn't it, on Saturday?
You did really well.
What was your favourite bit, Roisin?
In general, it was great overall.
No, so. No. What
Scott's
was your, my
was
bit?
It,
what was your favourite bit?
The 8 points or the 10 points or the 12 points or
maybe the 12 points.
Yeah, I really milked that just so I could stay on TV for a couple more seconds.
Were you a little nervous?
Yeah, really nervous. Would you be?
It's a big job.
It's like 120 million people, apparently.
Exactly. Well, you're looking very smart. And have you gone blonde?
No, that was just the way the lights were hitting my hair.
The same with the eye makeup and the tan.
To be fair, the eye makeup was a blunder.
Was Greg James saying earlier that you had false eyelashes on?
No, I didn't have... Did he say that?
That's genius.
No, I did not have falsies on.
Falsies? Is that what you call them?
Yeah. It just went a bit wrong with the guy liner. It all went a bit Adam Lambert, to be honest.
Do you know what I think had happened? It's because you've been sat around waiting to go on all day. You know, like when you're getting ready for a big night out, you just keep applying more and more makeup. And I think what had happened is you'd just massively overdone it.
I was bored.
Me and Fern were talking about this. Yeah, you'd sat there since 11, just going, maybe a bit more blusher, maybe a bit more eyeliner.
Too much time.
Yeah.
Dumb hands.
But the atmosphere must have been good.
Yeah, loads of people on my Twitter were like, oh, it must be an amazing atmosphere there. No, I was watching it on the TV like you were. And I was in this massive studio at the BBC, but only using a really tiny bit of it. And just me and the cameraman. And that was it. So we just watched it together. And then eventually they were like, you're on. And then I did some results and then went home. So,
we were most impressed.
The atmosphere wasn't as electric as I would have hoped. Just watching it on telly. Right, good to speak to you.
You too, love you.
Love you, bye. Radio 1 Podcast. We were just discussing as to what Eminem will do as his cover version, because you know he'll do his song, And then he has to do a cover. That's the rules in the live lounge. He's going to be in on Friday with Fern. I think that one would be good. Forever Is Over Saturdays.
No.
Imagine it. Or that one, what's the Sugar Babes one? In a two-piece at the bar, they say, hey, sexy. Now shut up and watch me walk. Yes.
No, he's going to do Biology, Girls Aloud.
Which, how does that one go again?
You know.
And then they take it away. That one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good also.
Yeah. Write or Ego by Saturdays.
Write all these down for Fern, please.
Yeah.
And we can suggest.
He must have decided already because he's had to been practising.
Sometimes they, you know, if they come up with a better idea, which we have, they'd been their original idea and come up. Yeah, go for Ego.
TikTok, should I put that one on there?
No.
No?
Heard it a lot, that. Put Ego by Saturdays or Forever Is Over, whichever one he wants.
Okay.
It's just after 4:25, if you care. This is Scott on Radio 1. A lot of people very excited about the revision break, which is coming up just after 4:30. Best 2.5 minutes, if you like.
Now.
Yeah, it's going to be good. This is Mills on Radio 1. Saw N-Dubs last night.
Did you?
Yeah, I went to... I was on Britain's Got More Talent, you know, the after show that they do on ITV2.
How much makeup did you have on for that one? Did you have your falsies on?
Falsies were off, actually.
Good. Can't imagine Dappy would have been keen on them.
Yeah, it was good. He was wearing a real nice dangly necklace, actually. Sunglasses and a real nice necklace, which is almost like a sign about hanging around his neck, which was a touching tribute to his old gran. And it just said Nana on it, which is really sweet, I thought.
Oh, Nana
like,
Nye.
Yeah, it's like when you... Yeah, Nana Nye. When you know, you can get those rings with, like, mum on and stuff.
I've always wanted one of them, like the big knuckle ones. I'm going to get one which says Becky. Is it wrong to have one for yourself, or do you only have to have them for someone else? Can you have your own one? Like,
I think you can.
Yeah?
Why do you want a signet ring with it on?
Could just go around imprinting people with my name.
Yeah, that's real nice. Nice idea. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Everyone's saying, where's the 2.5 minutes? I need to relieve the exam stress. So many people revising at the moment. Hello, if you are one of them. Getting so many texts, a lot of emails from people doing revision. Can I suggest, by the way, if you want some help, and it really is good help, go to the BBC Bite Size site. If you're revising at the moment, you've got some exams coming up. If you go to the Radio 1 online homepage, which is bbc.co.uk/radio1, you can link to it from that. It's just there in the bottom right of our website. And loads of really good tips on there in all sorts of different subjects, loads of different types of exams. It really will make you feel a lot better. There's a lot on there, isn't there, Becky?
Yeah, there's like mock questions and stuff, which are really good. Like, it's quite fun as well as being like quite useful, which is good. So it doesn't bore you.
Tom's been on saying, any tips on how I can get off Facebook and actually do some revision? That is the thing, isn't it? When you're just sat there at the computer, it's just so tempting. Yeah, all that kind of stuff is on the BBC Bite Size site. So if you're doing revision, can't quite get your head around it or be motivated, then there's a lot of tips on there for you.
You should have used that when you did your drama. Do you remember when you did your drama exam last year and you got like a... What did you get? Were you even graded? I can't remember.
I can't remember. I think it was a U.
Yeah.
Anyway, go online. You'll find it at the bottom right of BBC Radio 1 homepage. So, if you are revising now, stop! Stop! Stop what you're doing! This is going to be the best 2 minutes 23... I said 2.5 minutes. Sorry, it's not going to last.
You can't even promise that anymore, can you? You've let us down by 7 seconds.
2 minutes 23... of your life. Stop what you're doing right now. Stand up, actually. Stand up. Stand up.
Shake it all out.
Shake it out.
Shake it out.
Shake it out. Okay. Turn up Radio 1 as loud as Radio 1 will go. And let's dance.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner.
Yes.
Radio 1 Podcast.
podcasts. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Garth in Southampton, have you been watching Family Guy?
Yes.
No. Not at all.
I love the people that had only just got it out of their head and now it's back in there.
Sorry about that.
Again and again.
Some people are just enjoying it as they finish work. That's absolutely fine as well. You don't have to be revising. You absolute legend, says Catherine from Abingdon. Yeah, Scott. Who's that by? It's Trashman. Surfing Bird.
Obviously.
Obviously, hello. Someone watched Family Guy recently. That's from Jake in Essex. Mm-hmm. Thanks for keeping me sane, says Nell in Cardiff.
If you need to know how to do the dance, the dance instructions are on your blog, Scott. So,
are they?
Yeah, a specific dance to that song.
All right, yeah, look that up as well.
Yeah.
But don't get distracted by that. Go to Bite Size, maybe, because the revision break is now over. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed it.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Now, you know that I actually love, I'm a bit obsessed with TV from around the world.
Mm.
And we had a thing about German TV a while back. And then there was that time that I went to Thailand and got properly obsessed with that Thai soap opera for a while. Even though I don't speak Thai, I've got no idea what was going on, but I just like the sound effects.
Yeah, they were amazing. You didn't need to know what was going on.
No, it's like, you don't get that in Coronation Street or EastEnders.
Well, you could have probably guessed what was happening at that point.
No, it wasn't that. It was just people falling over and stuff, proper slapstick. Now, we've decided that the country with the best television in the world is not Germany, not Thailand, but Australia.
Yes.
Now, you lived there, didn't you?
For a bit.
With Eggie Lee.
Yes.
Do I remember his name?
Oh, I wish he'd get in touch. If he's listening, if you are Eggie Lee, just let me know how many eggs you're on at the moment. How many eggs are you doing a day? Are you still on 14 or have you cut down?
Was he on 14 eggs a day at one point?
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
They were just boiling constantly in my house.
Just the eggs, nothing else.
Nothing else.
Yeah, Eggie Lee, please get in touch. If you know Eggie Lee, then is he still in Australia, do you know?
I don't know what happened to him. Bless him anyway, we digress.
That's not good for you, is it, 14 a day?
Really, especially not living with him.
Oof. No, I don't mean you, I mean for him. It's not good for him. Not good for you either, but it's really not good for him. Anyway, so yeah, Australia's better TV because they have the same shows as us. They have lots of Australian versions of the shows that we have, most popular ones. But the thing is about Australians, they're just a bit less inhibited, aren't they?
Just a bit more up for it.
Yeah, they are. They're not as reserved, and I like that, especially when you put Australians on TV. Take Come Dine With Me.
Is there Australian Come Dine With Me?
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah, they've got all of them. They've got MasterChef. They've got Australia's Got Talent. That's on at the moment, actually. Brian McFadden from Westlife appears to be a judge on that.
Mm.
He's big in Australia. And Denny Minogue.
With Delta Goodrem.
Yeah.
I know it's Goodrem. I know it's Goodrem.
Delta Goodrem.
But they call it Goodrem as in, like, the lounge.
Living room, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, here's Come Dine With Me. And a little clip for you now of our version, the British one.
I'm least looking forward to spending time with Rachel. She terrifies me. And I think if I put a step wrong, I think anything could happen.
I think Terry's probably too smooth for his own good.
And now, a clip of Australian Come Dine With Me.
Oh, my God, you're gonna get a knickers off.
No. I'm not wearing any, so that's easy. Okay, so what I want you to do
knickers?
For me...
You are. You're wearing knickers. I can feel them.
Oh!
And now the British version.
This is superb.
Good.
No, really. It's wonderful. Mm.
And the Aussie version.
You know, I've got a picture of your boobs on my phone.
What did your husband say?
I forgot to show him. He was telling him all about the night, and I forgot to show him. But I will.
British.
I tend to prefer venison slightly rare, but that's a personal preference.
And Australian.
Bon appetito. Now, before I put my little butt on the chair, everybody got wine in their glass? Richard,
no, Nathan? Darling. But I might have a red now.
Is that what you've been doing while I've been cooking over a hot stove, drinking?
We have.
They just bang up for it, aren't they? British version.
This is superb.
Good.
No, really. Wonderful.
Aussie, Come Dine With Me.
Oh, isn't she lovely?
Do it again, do it again.
Go on, do it again.
Chew on his ear this time.
But it was too much. Tell them about a surprise I was trying to get.
Let's say tongue pass.
Tongue pass?
Tongue pass.
Come on, one pass.
I don't mind. I don't want to ruin my
lifting. Just pass it to the one.
At the end of the night, please, Luke. End of the night.
That's the difference, it's clear.
I've never heard anyone, the whole time I was in Australia, I never heard anyone go, I want to see a tongue pash.
Yeah, that's the difference. The contrast is unbelievable.
This is superb.
Good.
No, really. It's wonderful.
Let's say tongue pash. Let's say tongue pash.
Tongue pash?
Tongue pash.
You know, I've got a picture of your boobs on my phone.
Oh, my God, you're going to get a knickers off. Podcast.
What's occurring?
Oh, I've missed this. It's Oh, What's Occurring? Tuesday night on BBC Radio 1. Hello, if you're on your way home. Hello, Rachel.
Hi.
Are you all right?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Feels like months since I've spoken to you.
Yeah.
Anything exciting happened in that time?
Not really. I went to see the Black Eyed Peas on Friday.
Amazing. How was that?
Which was amazing. So good. And, yeah, that's about it. Finished school. Forever.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot's happened then. Okay, are we ready to play today's What's Occurring?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's have a go then, shall we?
Oh! What's occurring?
Right, Becky, if you could have any celebrity as a member of your family, who would it be?
Chuck Bass off of Gossip Girl.
What about you, Rach?
Probably Ant of Anton Deck.
So he'd then be your brother, would he?
Yeah, my brother. Or dad.
And which member of your family would you get rid of so that you could have that celebrity in your family?
My brother.
Why?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I just think that
Don't
Chuck
like him.
Would make a better brother, yeah.
Oh, good. What's your brother's name?
John.
Does he listen to Radio 1?
No.
So you're fine.
Yeah.
Probably someone will tell him, though.
Maybe. Yeah.
What's your brother's name, Rachel?
I don't have a brother. Oh. I love the way you...
Oh, that was a trick. Oh, you've got two sisters.
Yeah, and they both love Chuck Bass to be our brother, so I thought if I said I had a brother, I could just, like, not get rid of him. But I love the fact you know me. So how long have we worked together?
A while now.
You're like, oh, yeah, your brother.
Oh, yeah, you don't have one.
No.
You've got one there, Rachel, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
this is very confusing.
Really bad.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, we went out to Stupid Street, and we asked them that very same question. If you could have any celebrity as a member of your family, who would it be? And what member of your family would you get rid of to have that celeb in your fam?
Oh, I just feel really weird. Like, the reason that I wanted Chuck was obviously because I
fancy him.
And now
but then
I
he would be your brother.
As my brother.
Yeah, weird.
Oh, no. I didn't think that through.
Yep. So,
I just thought of all the time we could spend together just hanging out at home.
So, which was the most popular family member to be swapped? So did Stupid Street say brother, dad, sister, mum, Auntie Marge? Who do they say? Becky?
Mum.
Mum?
Yeah, for like Fern Britton or someone.
What about Rachel? What do you think?
Sister.
Okay. Let's find out then, shall we? Okay, let's go onto Stupid Street and ask them which family member would they swap for a celeb.
If you could swap a member of your family for any celebrity, who would it be and why?
Johnny Depp, because he's quite cool and he's done a lot of good films that I'm really into.
And who would you get rid of, though?
My mother.
Maybe I'd swap my sister for Jay-Z, I think. It'd just be lots of fun to have around the house. Morning, Jay-Z.
If you could swap a member of your family for a celebrity, who would it be and why?
My sister.
And who would you replace her with?
Probably Jessica Alba. Yeah.
Oh, she's your sister.
I'd probably swap both my brothers for two quite good-looking females, Eva Longoria and Megan Fox, for my brothers.
What do you think they'd do around family dinner together?
What, Eva Longoria and Megan Fox?
Uh-huh.
No, you don't know, I'm thinking.
If you could swap a member of your family for any celebrity, who would it be?
I'd make Sharon Osbourne my mum. Because clearly she'd let you do whatever you wanted to do, ever.
Probably swap my big brother for David Beckham.
I think I'd probably swap my brother for Lady Gaga.
If you could swap a member of your family for any celebrity, who would it be?
Probably my nan for, like, someone really, really rich. I don't know, like Donald Trump. Yeah, no. She gives me money as it is. Oh, wait, actually, I don't know.
So Granny gives you money already, so she might be a keeper.
Yeah.
If you could swap a member of your family for a celebrity, who would it be and why?
Mine's really bad. It's my dad. My dad for Morgan Freeman.
Why?
Because I think Morgan Freeman would be like a really cool dad, and like he'd be really wise and stuff like that. And like my dad's just not. Sorry, Dad.
This bloke was a little bit scary, I think.
If you could swap a member of your family for any celebrity, who would it be and why?
Johnny Depp.
And who would you get rid of, though?
My mother.
My mother. And also, this person really needs to think it through a little bit.
I'd probably swap both my brothers for two quite good-looking females.
My sister.
And who would you replace her with?
Probably Jessica Alba.
Yeah. Eva Longoria and Megan Fox.
And who would you get rid of, though?
My mother.
Oh, God.
He's scary.
So, Becky, you said mother, didn't you?
I did.
My mother. My brother is the answer.
Not my... Oh, you tease me with that. You're like those horrible judges.
So no one gets a point there. Soz.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, Rachel, you know Craig David?
Yeah.
Do you love him?
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, he's all right, isn't he?
He's not here, Rachel, you can say.
He's not going to walk in, don't worry.
Yeah.
It's not like going to be like Kelly Rowland when she came in.
So do you still love him?
He's okay.
Yeah. Really non-committal kind of answer like that. He was on Saturday Kitchen, which is a show on TV. It's on Saturdays and it's based mostly in a kitchen. And, yeah, they cook and stuff. And do you know what Craig David is really good at? He is great at adapting to his environment. He's like a musical chameleon, Craig David. So, my
question... Did he go on and sing What's Your Flavour?
Well, it's better than that. My question to you. How many times did Craig David attempt to compare his music to food on Saturday Kitchen? Rachel?
Four times.
Four times, Becky?
If he's such a musical chameleon, I'm going to say seven.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here is musical chameleon Craig David on Saturday Kitchen.
But, yeah, when you have a number one, there's nothing quite like that. I think it's when you've opened a... I guess, like, opening a restaurant and there's a dish that just goes down so well.
You're one.
Do you know what? I wanted to... You're my flavour, girl. To have this intimacy with the listener in a slightly different way than me writing new songs, you know?
Yeah.
There's certain classic dishes, there's certain classic songs that people always want to hear again and again.
Two. I'm not trying to rush you, but there's one thing wrong. Right
now you've got too many clothes on. But I think if you are confident in your talent, then you know that you'll come through. It's like you know... Obviously, when you make an omelette, some people can make omelettes different to other people. But I think it's just you've got to make sure that when you perform, you bring something to the table that's slightly new.
Three. And that's it, but let's enjoy this song, Take 'Em Off. Okay. I've never heard this one.
I haven't either. I'm not going round his again.
You'd just laugh if someone tried that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You really would.
Girl, the jeans that you're wearing, just take them off. And the shirt that you came in, just take it off. Don't be mad if I'm staring, just take it off, baby.
Take them off, take them off.
Tear the sheets off the bed, cause we got to go ahead and take them off. Girl, the heels look so right, so just leave them off.
No! Those heels look so right, my darling. Leave them on. Oh, my God.
I need to take them off to take my trousers off. Or is it going to get stuck in the leg and it's all going to go wrong? It's going to like falling over on
like
the floor.
Kevin Cruz on Britain's Got Talent last night.
Oh! What's occurring?
The answer was just three, but I enjoyed that very much. Rachel, you can have a point.
If you're planning a seduction, please don't sing in that style. It doesn't go down well with the ladies.
Now, next one. On Saturday, Becky got a strange phone call, didn't you?
Yes.
This is the message that you got left on your phone on Saturday. Check this.
To re-record your message, key hash at any time.
Hello? Can you hear me? My name is Peter von Stuhlgraben. From Eurovision Song Contest, Oslo, Norway, 2008. I'm needing your help. You! Shut up! I'm trying to make a phone call here. Shut up! Thank you. Scott Myers is stuck in Croatia. So we are needing somebody to do the score from British Judy, yeah? We have tried everybody, but we cannot find. Give us a call on this number. 020-512. Gracias.
That accent was wavering all over the place. It's spanning continents, wasn't it?
Mm.
And it went a bit Mexican for a while, which, of course, is not in Europe. But that was the head of the actual Eurovision Song Contest. It's a simple question. Becky has a slight advantage, so I'll ask Rachel first. Did Becky return the phone call to head of Eurovision Peter von Klugenhofen? Rachel?
Probably yes.
I'm stuck abroad and they need someone to do the results for the UK on Eurovision. Becky returns the call, you're saying yes?
Yeah.
Becky, what do you think?
Yes, but only because can I just... Is it worth trying to defend myself or not?
I don't really think so.
Oh!
And here's what happened.
Hello?
Hello. You are through to the voicemail of Peter von Stuhlgraben. I am the head of Eurovision. Leave your message... after the tone. Danke.
Hello, it's Becky. Someone just rang me to find out about Scott doing the Eurovision. I think you said he was stuck somewhere. I don't actually know. If you want to give me a call back, you can, and I can do it if you need me to. It might be a bit weird, but I'm more than happy to do it.
Really, though?
Hello?
Hello. Hello. Did you actually think that I was the head of Eurovision, Peter von Stuhlgraben?
I couldn't hear the name. I didn't want to let you down, and I thought if you were stuck, then
darling,
I could maybe help out.
If everyone else is busy, I'll do it. If Jeff Brazy is in panto, I can make an appearance for a small fee.
I didn't ask for any money, although that probably would have been discussed at a later stage.
Bless you. Yeah, so, yeah, surprisingly, the call was returned.
So. I was only trying to get them out of a situation.
Whatever.
Also, I realised that in the original voicemail, they hadn't even asked me specifically.
No, you
I just
asked.
Assumed that they wanted me. That's so bad.
Really bad. So, Rachel, you're back on tomorrow, if that's okay with you... A shame award for you there. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's good.
That's lush. Okay, I'll speak to you tomorrow then.
You bye. Hang up. No, you hang
no,
up.
No, you hang up. Love you.
Oh, what's occurring?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.